This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The House extended the ban on plastic weapons. Immigration reform fasters led by Eliseo Medina broke their fast after 22 days, recognizing they had not moved the House, but hoping they had brought attention to the issue. The IRS is increasing fraud protection controls due to Obamacare enforcement. A federal judge rules that Detroit bankruptcy can reduce pensions despite state constitutional ban. More than $500,000 in change is left at airport screening stations. The House voted to give it to nonprofits like the USO. $12 billion over 3 years was pledged by donor nations to fight AIDS, malaria, and TB. SEIU is organizing adjunct professors in D.C., Los Angeles, and Boston area colleges. Steelworkers are organizing private colleges in the Pittsburgh area. The Supreme Court heard a case over whether or not frequent flyer miles are a contract. 1.2 billion people have no access to electricity, which is four times the USA's total population. In the sub-Sahara, not counting South Africa, the total electricity generation is equal to the state of Arizona. 3.5 million people die prematurely each year because of indoor pollution. 3 billion rely on open fires and leaky stoves for heat and cooking. Bob Dylan was charged with inciting hate under French law for a 2012 comment that blacks could smell slavery and Jews could smell Nazi backgrounds in the blood. Editor of The Guardian in the UK says he's endured 100 meetings with UK and USA government officials seeking to intimidate the paper from publishing Edward Snowden's NSA leaks. In 2008, 1.9 million workers in Portugal were covered by collective bargaining agreements, but in 2012, only 300,000 were still covered. Ireland and Portugal froze the minimum wage, and Greece reduced it by 25%. A federal court has overruled the NLRB and says that employers can force workers to sign mandatory arbitration requirements on overtime and wages, blocking class action suits. Only Alaska, Maryland, Washington, and Nevada require full audits of trust funds held by nursing homes for clients. Five former Kansas City Chiefs sued the team for inadequate concussion protection. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.